right. Welcome to another edition of the Ford Financial Group Financial Insights Podcast. I'm joined again by Ryan Louie, who's a certified financial planner and financial advisor here at our office. Ryan, welcome.
Hi.
Today we are, my name is Brian Ullman. I'm a financial advisor and certified financial planner here as well. And today we are talking about trade, specifically trade between the U.S. and China. There's a question on the LPL blog not too long ago. We're a couple days ago, actually, from when we're recording this, wondering if a trade deal is still possible. We're a little bit more than a week into August, and trade tensions have been a big driver of U.S. markets. And we kind of expected this. Trade has been on the front of everybody's mind for well more than a year now. And markets certainly, well, they certainly don't like the uncertainty that's created by this trade uncertainty. And we're getting a pretty heavy dose of it right now.
Yeah, I think that it's been coming and going. We get trade tariff news, and when it comes up, it's usually negative. When it's really quiet, it seems like the media portrays it as a deal is being talked about in between. And then again, you get a jump up in tariffs.
Well, it's like a cycle, right? So we get this news that we're at an impasse in trade, and the U.S. is raising tariffs, or China's retaliating, or both, or whatever's going on. Market drops, and then we get essentially politicians on either side or both sides kind of talking this back up, saying that we're closer than everybody thinks to a deal, and so on. And then markets rebound. But just earlier this week, on August 5th, the S&P 500 actually notched its worst day of the year, and that related to the president deciding to level tariffs on the remaining $300 billion of U.S. imports from China that we haven't put tariffs on yet. And then China retaliated by letting its currency weaken beyond the 7 yuan to $1 ratio that most people viewed as kind of a red line or a line in the sand, or however you want to put it.
Right. And just some context, I guess, to how the market reacted on Monday to the news. The Dow had dropped a little bit over almost 1,000 points from its close on Friday. So it didn't like the news, and that's to be expected. We've seen this trend whenever tariffs are actually being talked about and being put in place, the market does react negatively.
Right. Well, and there are still sticking points. The U.S., China wants U.S. to remove tariffs and lift sanctions on their telecom giant Huawei. The U.S. wants China to make structural changes to its markets so it can level the playing field for businesses operating in China, stop stealing intellectual property, among other things. And there's plenty of room for China to retaliate either by raising tariffs or creating more red tape for U.S. companies.
Well, this could keep going back and forth. I mean, the last wave of the tariffs on the $300 billion was 10%. It's a game of chicken at this point.
Sure.
And tariffs could go higher.
Yep. From both sides. I mean, it's
right.
China could apply more pressure, and the question then becomes who's going to bend. And I think let's bring this back though to markets really. It seems the issue, whether it's trade with China or earnings or interest rates, the concern is not necessarily trade with China, but how trade with China is going to affect growth in the global economy.
Correct.
Specifically, things maybe are fragile.
Right.
It depends who you ask, of course. But if they are, this could be the tipping point that could launch us into a global recession, or even just the U.S. into recession.
And the big issue here, too, is you're talking about two monster economies, right?
The biggest.
Right. And so if this were a situation where it was a small country with even a large country, it may not have nearly the impact on the global economy as
Absolutely.
This is going to have. And so that is the main story here.
Well, there's no doubt there's certainly a ton to be worried about, but that hasn't changed. You know, if you look right now, what are we worried about right now? We're worried about trade with China. There's questions surrounding what's going to go on with interest rates. I think a lot believe that the Fed will lower interest rates by another quarter percent in September. You have what's going on with Iran and in the Middle East. You have what's going on with North Korea. You have Brexit still hanging around. That's going to come to a head probably in late September, early October. So if you're looking for a crisis to hang your hat on and a reason to get out of the market,
there's many of them.
You'll find one. But you know what? You were going to find one last year when things started to unravel. Or, gosh, 2017 was hard to find a bad a bad headline. But 2016 was bad, clear until we got to the election.
But realistically, there's always something.
That's exactly right. I mean, we dealt with this China currency stuff in August of 2015. And before that, it was the U.S. credit downgrade, or Greece was on fire, or Brexit two or three times now over since we've gotten here. So
maybe one of the questions, though, in terms of the trade war is, you know, how can we see this maybe playing out going into the end of the year to next year, which is an election year?
Right. Now, this podcast is about finance, not politics, but correct, sometimes the two intertwine. It's easy to see where there might be a motivation for the administration to try and strike a deal headed into 2000, maybe in early 2020. So markets can rebound, this crisis, or if you want to call it a crisis, but this issue can be resolved before the election. So it doesn't serve as a detracting from the president's reelection. You know, I think that's a possible, it's certainly a motivator. I don't think anyone can deny that. Whether it's going to happen or not, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't, an administration that's wanting to get reelected isn't going to want the economy to be weak before elections.
Yeah, I mean, if the trade war escalates further and drags on clear into the 2020 election season, I think you can realistically say that it's probably going to hurt the president's reelection chances.
Right. We do know, though, that the trade tariffs hurt GDP. And so it will weaken the economy over the long run. And again, the further that we get stretched out to maybe 2020 during the election season, sure, isn't going to be favorable for politics.
And to add to this, most recently, China's halting agricultural purchases. And the president generally enjoys some pretty good support from the Farm Belt and from agricultural areas. And that's what's being hit most recent, has been hurt and is going to be hurt even more as this trade stuff goes on. So that's another kind of political pressure point, I guess we could say, that would maybe encourage a deal to get done. But man, I even just watching the news today, Peter Navarro was on there. Boy, they don't seem close.
No, I think at the end of the day, it's like trying to guess where the market's going to be 6 months from now. Like, we really don't know what direction this trade war is heading, because it seems as if we get surprised time after time.
We're trying to guess. We're trying to predict human behavior almost at this point, and it's really hard to figure out where those chess pieces are going to move.
Right.
Unfortunately, this is a wait and see kind of thing. It's not the only thing that we're watching. I know the subject of today's podcast is about trade and trade with China. And it's concerning, and I think it does relate to global growth, but there's a lot of other things that go into global growth, and this is only one of a series of factors. And so we can't hang on every single change or statement that might be coming, you know, as resulting from this an agreement being done or not getting done. So we can't get our hopes down or our hopes up too high with any of this stuff. So, we'll leave it there. Ryan, thanks for jumping on the podcast again.
Thank you.
If you'd like to contact us and talk more about this or how trade maybe affects your portfolio, you can find us on the web at www.fordfg.com. Our local phone number is 559-449-8690. And you can also email us at our general inbox, which is info@fordfg.com. Ryan, you have anything else to add?
No.
All right. Well, I think we'll leave it there. And now it's time for some disclosures.
The advisors with Ford Financial Group are registered representatives with and securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC investment advice is offered through Ford Financial Group, a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Stock investing involves risk, including loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects against loss. The economic forecasts set forth in this podcast may not develop as predicted. Ford Financial Group and LPL Financial do not provide tax or legal advice or services. This information is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to herein.